Hi, everybody. I'm Chuck Freeman. Welcome to Locked On Brewers. We'll be talking Brewers baseball every day after all 162 games. Today did not go well. We'll get to it next. Locked On Brewers coming your way right now.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, Chuck Freeman, taking over this year on Locked On Brewers. It is great because the Brewers are my favorite team in the state of Wisconsin. Been going to games since I was 5 years old. And I've been covering the team for the last 40 some odd years since I was in high school, working for various radio stations, sports talk in Milwaukee. I'm the morning sports anchor at WIBA in Madison. I cover the Brewers for AP Radio. And I love the team. Not only am I a fan, but I love the team. I am like you. I love the team. I love the Milwaukee Brewers. And God, it kills me. It kills me that this team has only been to one World Series and no World Series titles in my life. And the optimism, just like my buddy Tim Allen, we're both optimistic. But, you know, somehow we always get kicked in the groin at the end of the day by the Milwaukee Brewers. But bottom line is, after each and every game, we'll be here talking Brewer baseball with you. Game Time brings you Locked On Brewers. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Last bit of tickets, lowest price guaranteed. If you're watching me on YouTube, you know, I'm going to be wearing the glasses from time to time because I can't see. I mean, what am I going to do? I can't see sometimes. I mean, I can see short, long, but I can't seem short up and close, so I'm going to have to put these glasses on. So you're going to wonder, Freeman, what's going on there? Yeah, so I'm going to have to put these on. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'm just warning you in advance. Yeah, we're going to be here after every game. To me, baseball, this podcast is not just designed Monday through Friday. Now, the weekends ones will be a little shorter, but Brewer baseball happens Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays as well. We're 7 days a week with baseball. That's what's great about baseball, every single day. And we're going to be here talking baseball with you. So weekends ones will be a little shorter. You know, the weekday ones will try to go about a half hour or so. Weekend ones, you know, 10, 15 minutes or so. We'll keep them a little shorter. But we want to be here every day covering Brewer baseball for you. I'm there at the games. I'm covering these games. I did not go down to Wrigley today. Thank God I didn't go because would not have enjoyed covering that one today at Wrigley, a 4-0 loss. So I appreciate everybody who's joining us. Got a lot of great comments on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. So hit us up on your favorite app after every game. Set an alert on your app so you're going to be able to catch our shows after every game. You know, overnight we'll drop them. Same with the YouTube. Hit the subscribe. Hit the, you know, the bell there so you're going to be alerted every time we drop one of these shows, and it's going to be on a daily basis. I'm telling you, I'm serious about that. We're going to be talking Brewer baseball every day because this is my passion. This is what I love to do. Talking Brewer baseball with you every day, and we'll get after it. And, you know, I get just as frustrated as everybody else when you see a game like today, a 4-0 loss at Wrigley against the Cubs. How many of you, when the Brewers got down 2-0 in the third inning and the Cubs tacked on two more, it was like game, set, and match? You hate thinking that way, but you know, from being a Brewer fan the last couple of years at least, that when they get down, sometimes the offense just doesn't come to play, and the offense was not, four singles was not going to get the job done against the awesome Marcus Stroman. So 4-0, the loss today in front of 36,000 fans. Yeah, obviously I wasn't the only one who didn't want to go to Wrigley Field today. I don't know if that's a baseball problem, but I told you this on the Brewer preview edition on the previous lockdown podcast I did before this. Don't be holding games openers or games in March in cold weather cities with no domes. And I don't know who makes out the schedule, but man, I don't know what you're thinking, but you had 36,000 on opening day for the Chicago Cubs. Now I know the Cubs haven't been good the last couple of years, but with the Brewers and Cubs being so close together, this should be a sellout. But you know, I didn't want to go down and freeze. I don't want to sit in the stands and freeze and watch this game, especially the way it turned out. Corbin Burns, I know, so a lot of you guys on Twitter are bagging on Burns. And I saw one guy say, well, Burns, you wanted that extra $750,000. You didn't earn it today. How about let's give Burnsy some offensive support once in a while? I mean, let's get this guy. Let's give him and Woodruff. Let's stop having to win games 2-1 and 3-2 and 1-0 and just praying that one or two runs for our great pitching staff, our starters, is going to hold up. Well, these starters go out there and they work their butts off because we don't. The offense doesn't just give any off the support. No runs today. Now, if the Brewer offense could generate anything today, we wouldn't be bagging on Burns, and we shouldn't be bagging on Burns. He had one bad inning, and he could have been helped from the defense a little bit, and they threw the ball around a little bit. But at the end of the day, Burns, five innings, 87, 88 pitches on the pitch count, four hits, three walks. Yeah, the three walks for a control pitcher who went to 58 strikeouts a couple of years ago without giving up a walk, yeah. But don't read too much into opening day. Burns is going to be just fine. And don't say, well, he's all pissed off because he didn't get his $750,000. No, Burns is out there trying to earn himself his next contract. All right? People think that, well, you know, when somebody doesn't get the contract, that they're going to go out there and just lay it. No, especially a competitor like Burns. Uh-uh. So let's give the guy some offensive support. And the bullpen came in and did a nice job. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Bryce Terang, it was nice seeing him get the one hit, the bouncer up the middle that they ruled a base hit. Could have given an error, I suppose, but they gave him a base hit. Gus Varland coming in, giving up a couple of hits and working the one inning. 25 family and friends came out to Wrigley to watch him pitch. I guess the disappointing part about today, and the offense only had four hits. Yeah, that's an obvious. But what is Luis Urias doing going headfirst into first base? I don't get it. And I cringe whenever I see one of our guys or somebody from the other team go head first. I think automatically it's like, how come these guys don't know fundamentally that going into first base head first is not going to get you there any quicker than running through the base? I don't get that. I do not get that at all. Especially on the major league level, these guys should know this. And Urias gets up slowly, and he gets back to the dugout. He's walking back to the dugout there, and he's limping. And you're like, oh, boy. And now he's got a hamstring injury. Now, we don't know the severity of the hamstring injury. Counsel will know more, he says, tomorrow. You know, here in the media, we'll know by Saturday when he talks to the media before the game the extent. But, you know, opening day, you don't want to see a needless starter, and especially on that type of play. So please don't, no more head first slides ever by anybody in Major League Baseball. You're asking for injury by doing that. So that was the most disappointing, other than loss, the obvious loss of the game. But opening day is always overreaction day. The first game in the NFL, the first game in Major League Baseball, opening day, is always overreaction because when you win, you think you are great. You think you're going to the World Series, especially a bad baseball team when they win. Oh, you know, we're going to be a lot better than people think we're going to be. And then by the end of April, you know, you're 7-18. But the Brewers, I see a lot of overreaction going the other way on these guys. Not happy that they lost, and some of the same old things were there today. Same old, same old. We're going to read some of your tweets as well. And I'm asking people during the game, tweet me your questions, your comments. I'm going to read them on the air, and we got a good response to that. We'll continue to do that. Chuck Freeman right there, C-H-U-C-K, Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. My name always gets misspelled, but we got it right here on lockdown, which is a good thing. I want to tell you about the Game Time app. I was telling you about going down to the game today, and if you were going to go to the game, you got to download the Game Time app. The Game Time download is a free download. Use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed on Game Time. There was a game last year. The Brewers were playing the Blue Jays, and we decided to go down. My kid loves the Blue Jays. Of course, he loves the stars on the Jays, and you know, the Guerrero and Bichette and that young group that they got there. And he wanted to go down and see it. So we went to the Game Time app, and we got three tickets behind the dugout, near the dugout, for $10. I don't know how they were on there. But I see deals like that all the time on Game Time. Not only Brewer tickets or baseball or sports that are on the Game Time app, but you can get music, concert tickets, comedy, theater, whatever you like. Killer deals all the time. Last minute tickets, best price guarantee. The best price guarantee, get this, the Game Time guarantee means you always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less anywhere else, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. That's a great guarantee. But Game Time, I'm telling you, I don't know how they do it, but somehow you get these really, really cheap tickets on Game Time, especially when you move toward Game Time. As you get closer to Game Time, man, there's some great deals. Buy your tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps, and you're all set. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off on Game Time. All right. Great to have you along, whether you're listening on one of your podcast apps or on YouTube. I'll always put the link on Twitter, and it'll give you a list of places to go to catch the show that we're going to be doing every day. And I appreciate, again, all the great comments I got on Facebook and Twitter that we're doing this show, that I was doing this show. And we're going to bring it, man. We're going to bring a lot of passion. And sometimes these shows may not be very pretty because I'm going to get on these guys because 53 years and one World Series appearance isn't enough for me. I know a lot of for you guys too, it's not enough. But for me, man, the second year I covered the Milwaukee Brewers, they went to the World Series. They lost in Game 7 in St. Louis. And I was thinking, I wasn't even that sad. I was 15 years old. And thinking, oh, they'll be back. Oh, they'll be back. Then 83 came. And then 84, the last minute year. And right on through to 2008, the Brewers did not make the playoffs. Till you know that whole span there, that 25-year period or what the heck it was. And then they made it to the championship round 2018, the NLCS. But let's get back to the World Series, you know. And yeah, the fans in Wisconsin, I've always said this, the Brewer fans are great. Just fantastic how they support this team day in, day out, and do not have a championship to show for it. The Brewer fans are the best fans out there. You can say this fan base or this fan base, but we're not drawing 10,000 fans a game. We're drawing 40,000 in a weekend game. I don't care if they're giving away prime ribs or bobbleheads or whatever. You know, the Brewer fans are just great the way they support this team, and we deserve a championship. We delivered for the Milwaukee Bucks, and now we got to get this team turned in the right direction. But Corbin, let's get him some offensive support. Like we need to give our guy Woodruff some offensive support. That's coming up on Saturday. Talk more about that here in a little bit. All right, let's run down what happened today. And again, not a lot of noise was made at Wrigley today. Christian Yelich is going to take a beating on Twitter until he returns to the old Christian Yelich. And when that's ever going to be, I don't know. But he walked twice today. I don't know to be sad about that or happy or indifferent about Yelich walking twice today. But he's in the leadoff spot. He's got to get on base. But we're paying this guy $26 million, $30 million, or whatever the heck it is. And we want gappers out of Yelich. We want opposite field. We want home runs. We want doubles. We want to see him get on base and run like the wind, like we know he can. So he went 0-for-2 today, and he walked twice. Jesse Winker made the start at DH in the two holes. I was surprised he was the two hole, but I guess. Struck out three times, went 0-for-4. I know some of you wrote to me and says, Luke Voit, well, that's a lefty versus righty thing. Winker, the lefty against the right-handed pitcher, Stroman. And, well, the percentages didn't work out today for Jesse because he struck out three times. Willie Adames went 1-for-3, walked, got the first hit of the game. Rowdy did not have himself a banner day. Rowdy went 0-for-3, struck out, and, of course, he bounced into the double play with the bases loaded early in this game. And kind of right there was game, set, and match. She had an opportunity there. Bases loaded. Scoreless game. Rowdy up. And, you know, the shift wasn't on. Because we all think that Rowdy's going to do better with since the shift rules are in place. And, man, Taylor made double play. Gosh, it was disappointing. But, again, only first game for Rowdy and company. William Contreras made his Brewers debut. He struck out for 1 for 4. He got a base hit. Urias 0 for 4. The problem with Urias is that he went in head first on that play, and that's what disappoints me. I could live with the 0 for 4, but don't be injuring yourself on a play you shouldn't have to be making. Garrett Mitchell went 0 for 4. He struck out twice. Brian Anderson started in right field, went 1 for 2. He struck out once, and Bryce Terang had the dribbler for the base hit. He went 1 for 3. The bullpen, I thought, looked great. I thought once the Cubs got the 3-0 lead, they kind of settled in. They kind of settled in on that 3-0, the 4-0 lead, and they had very little interest in getting anything started either. And maybe the Brewer bullpen had something to do with it. Strzelecki, it was impressive at times last year. He pitched an inning, a scoreless inning. Varland, the one inning, gave a couple of hits but got out of it, struck a guy out. Guerra made his major league debut, struck out a batter, and went one inning. So Burns, Strzelecki, Varland, and Guerra were your pitchers today. Marcus Stroman, they touched him for just three of the four hits against Stroman in 6 innings. No clutch hitting again. Some of you I know are ticked off about that. You know, the old same old, same old. The pitch clock. The game went 2 hours and 30 minutes. Now, yeah, 230 minutes when your team is down 4-0, I guess that's a good thing. But 2 hours, I feel like a buddy of mine messaged me during the game, said, I feel like we're in a hurry to get this game over with. We're in a rush to play baseball. And he was so right. My buddy Mike, he messaged me during a game. Great sports fan. I highly respect. And he said, you know, we're not relaxing anymore. We're rushing through these. We're hurrying through these games. He's so right. You know, the media wants us to rush. The media, because I'm in the press box, wasn't today, but we're in the press box. And, you know, we want games just to breeze by so we can get the heck out of there. Not all of us. But, you know, some of these guys are at every game, home and away, and I get it. 7 days a week, and I know there's tougher jobs out there, I know. And in the media, sometimes are a little spoiled, but these games, a 2-hour and 30-minute game, I can tell you right now, that press box at Wrigley, there were some people in there smiling that a 2-hour and 30-minute 4-0 game was not a 3-hour and 30-minute game. But I just feel we're rushing things a little bit. Just a little bit with this, just a little. So we may have to tweak that. FanDuel is a great sponsor of the show, and the expansion of gambling is here in our great country. And of course, the tournament is also heating up, and there's no better place to get in all the action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. That's because right now FanDuel is giving new customers a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Yes, a no sweat bet up to $1,000. How about that? Could you use a new no sweat bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your team does not win? Go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. Sign up today and claim your no sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything, money lines, point spreads, over and under, you name it. You could bet on the college basketball games this weekend, all on this app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on your chance to get the no sweat first bet up to $1,000 off. $1,000. To bet on when you use the FanDuel app today. Go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Getting used to doing all the graphics, watching me on YouTube and all that, you know, kind of being a one-man show here. So be patient with me on that. If once in a while, you know, things might look a little out of whack. I might have something wrong up there. No naked pictures or anything like that, but I'm you know, just learning this stuff, the technical end of this stuff, and getting into the swing of that. But like I said, please bear with me. Locked On is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Appreciate you guys joining us. Locked On, it is a great network. I learned a lot about this place in the last 3 months, and they are great people. Locked On Podcast, I've been following Locked On Packers, Locked On Bucks, Locked On Badgers, all great places to go to. And Locked On Brewers, the guys before me, were terrific as well, and I'm looking to build on what those guys have done over the years. But Locked On Podcast Network, we're your team every day. Thanks for making Locked On Brewers your first listen of the day. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and we are free and available on all your platforms. Again, I'll be your host, Chuck Freeman, after every game. A lot of you know of me. Hit me up on Twitter. You see it right there, Chuck Freeman. at Chuck Freeman. Also on Locked On Brewers, we got a Twitter account there. And of course, you can always hit me on Facebook as well. Love to talk to all sports fans. And of course, I see a lot of you at games. Also, you know, I go to games. I use the Game Time app. I'm a season ticket holder. Sunday games, we go to a lot of the games. So when I'm not covering games, I'm also sitting in the stands. So I'm at a lot of games. Went to thousands and thousands of games in my life. So we got a long season to go here. All right, I was going to get to some of your tweets as well. I mentioned that I'd like to have some of you guys tweet me during the game, your thoughts on the game. You know, obviously I'm commenting on the game, but want to hear what you have to say during the game, after the game, your post-game reaction, and I'll get to them right here on the show. May not get to everybody, but I'll get to them. Ryan messages, and you can DM me too. Ryan messages me, my reaction to today's game, I know it's early, but I didn't see anything that would give me confidence in the offense. I sure hope they figure it out. Well, yeah, I know. A lot of you feel the same way that you're watching this game today. And you're thinking, is this the same thing? Am I going to be seeing the same thing over and over with this Brewers team again? Not a lot of offense. Pitching is going to work its butt off, but no offensive support. I get it. I get frustrated all the time seeing the same thing. But we hear in the offseason that these guys are going to rake. All right. I heard all that lip service in spring training. Oh, now I want to see if we put it in action, because I think there's some guys that on that team that can. We know that. We know they're capable of putting up some runs. But, you know, let's not have to sweat and watch the game under the coffee table, just hoping our pitchers can hold on to a 2-1 lead. JRH3 writes, they're a 200 average team with not a lot of upside. I think they're better than that. But I can tell you, if they're a 200 average team, they're going to win about 53 games this year. Where's Yelich? Question mark. 2 walks today. 0 for 2. I don't know what he was looking at on called strike 3 in that first inning. Inside corner. Yelly, turn on that pitch, man. That is your wheelhouse. How's Yelly not turning on that pitch? Was it the cold? He's got 2 strikes against him. Okay, you're protecting the plate. And Yelly let that one go by. I was stunned at that. Trevor writes, Brewers need contact hitters like Sal Frelick, not another stinker like Winker. Winker, not Winkler. And forgive me in advance if I ever see Winkler instead of Winker this year, my former tag team partner. But Winker, he strikes out a ton, according to Travis. Yelly, he says some tough things here about Yelly I'm not going to read. Put the ball in play, hitters. Forget the long ball. A revolution is needed in Brewland. Well, that's just the way baseball is. You know, sit back, wait for the long home run, the 3-run home run, the 2-run home run, hoping Rowdy will bail him out. I don't like that. The bullpen still is a question, says Josh. Bullpen still a huge question. The offense with 2 rookies starting will be a giant unknown. But you know, you gotta get these young guys into the lineup. You do. Because that's the future of your team. And there's other rookies that are going to see some guys in AAA right now who are going to see some time and get some at-bats this year. I can promise you that. A team that missed the playoffs, Salvador says, a team that missed the playoffs slash jam the offseason. Try selling that crap to fans, Mark. That's Salvador. Yeah, I was not happy in the offseason. You know, the payroll, $109 million. You see what the Reds and the Pirates payroll is? Pathetic. That is pathetic. That's a baseball problem. That's not the Reds and the Pirates issue. And the Brewers get the second highest payroll, I believe. The Cardinals like $170 million. Brewers $109 million. That's not a Brewers problem. That's a baseball problem. And so until they get that fixed, we can sit here all day and talk about Mark spending money and doing these sort of things and all that. But need a salary cap in Major League Baseball. All right, so that was it. Brewers get the loss. They're 0-1. Now, what I do standings. Well, I do look at the standings from day one. And in this division, since the Cubs, well, I think the Cubs are actually better than people think. I look at 2 teams. I get alerts for the Cardinals and the Brewers to start the season. and then we'll see how it goes. The Reds, I don't look at their scores. The Pirates, their scores, no. I'm just glad that we're not playing Pittsburgh 18 times this year, because I get tired of turning on the TV or going to games and they're playing the Pirates again. Really. And I know we struggle once in a while against the Pirates, but I just, I do not, I think that was a great thing that when you go on the road, you're seeing, we're going to go on the road every 2 years to Fenway, or every 2 years to Yankee Stadium or Dodger Stadium. You know, spread it out a little bit, and you're going to see some other, these other teams, instead of playing the same teams from your division each and every year for 20, 18, 20 games, whatever the heck it is. You know, it gets boring, and, you know, I figured that out, you know, the schedule a little bit. So yeah. We got the game against the Cubs coming up on Saturday. I haven't checked the weather yet. But I assume, given it's March, it's probably going to be more like today and Sunday as well. But I know Woody's on the hill, so let's get him some offensive support. Let's get him some support. And Justin Steele's on the hill for the Cubs, a 120 start at Wrigley. And forget about this one. Throw it away and look ahead. The Cardinals also lost. I was telling you about the team. I look at it, the division, and it's the Cardinals. They got beat. They lost 1-0, or they lost 10-9 today against Toronto. Kind of a back and forth game. And the Blue Jays scored some late runs to win it. And the Cardinals lose their opener at Busch. Look at the weather there. I mean, looked like it was much better than it was at Wrigley today. Of course, it's a little further south as well. But, you know, the Brewers and Cardinals both lose their opener. Hey, thanks for making us your first listen every day. Not your second listen. Listen to Lockdown Fantasy. Lockdown Fantasy Baseball. Win your league by listening to Matt and Dom, two guys who know a lot about fantasy baseball. I don't know a hell of a lot about fantasy sports. Now, do I like to bet on games once in a while? Absolutely. But fantasy, that's why we got guys like Matt and Dom, and they're Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Every day they bring you the best fantasy draft strategies. Find Locked On Fantasy Baseball wherever you get your podcasts, on YouTube and part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day, the same places you find Locked On Brewers. Hey, guys, better days are coming with this team. I hope. I keep thinking that's going to happen, but let's flush away this game and look ahead to Saturday, a rare Friday. Of course, the Friday off, because in case it would have been a rain day today, they would have made the game up tomorrow. But, you know, I don't like having Fridays off. I wish we had a game to come back, and now we got to sit 2 days on this until Saturday afternoon. But we'll be here after the game Saturday. We'll be dropping a podcast sometime Saturday, probably later in the night or overnight or whatever, but we'll be dropping one for the games. Again, Friday and Saturday games will be covered here on Locked On Brewers. After every game, we'll be talking about it as well. Thanks again, everybody. And again, 4-0 loss to the Cubs. And we'll talk to you coming up on Saturday. So long, everybody. You've been listening to the Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Network.